This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Stacey Risley.
Hello, friends and neighbors. Welcome to episode 51 of the Good Neighbor Podcast, North Atlanta. Today, we have good neighbor Steve, the finance guy with KYN Accounting. Hi, Steve. How are you today?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Those that can't see us, Steve brings a great energy to the table today, and I'm excited to hear more about his business. So,
absolutely.
Steve, how about you go ahead and jump in and share with us. Tell us a little bit about KYN Accounting.
Absolutely. So I am the owner, founder of KYN Accounting, and that stands for Know Your Numbers, where we focus on providing business owners with the data they need to be able to make profitable decisions for their company. So we do the monthly accounting and taxes, but most importantly, it's really important that business owners understand their numbers. And I try to bridge that gap between giving them the numbers that they actually need. That's important to grow their business and scale their business.
Well, as an entrepreneur myself, I love what you're saying. And I mean, really do. I mean, you have to know your numbers when you're in business.
And you have to know your numbers. You have to know your numbers.
Some of us aren't great number people.
Yeah, and you're not supposed to be.
That's okay. And that's why we find Steve the finance guy.
And that's why you have Steve the finance guy.
100%. Works out well.
1,000%.
Oh my goodness. Well, how about you share with our listeners about your journey? How did you get into this and what made you start?
Man.
You said you're the founder of KYN Accounting. What led you to that decision?
You want the long story, the long, short story? So
No cliff notes. We don't want
exactly.
The cliff notes.
Exactly. We'll do cliff notes. Let's let the people hear. Let's let the people hear. I started off when I moved to Atlanta from Cleveland, Ohio. I used to train basketball athletes. And so I did that in North Atlanta for about 7-8 years. And so nobody really knew me from Cleveland. So I didn't chase after the ones that's going to make it to the NBA or the right. I went after the rich kids who sucked. Yeah. And so I was primarily working out of Alpharetta in Forsyth County. They used to call me like the Fresh Prince of Forsyth.
Oh my gosh. Both of my girls, just side note, went to Forsyth County High School. South Forsyth.
I was a varsity and JV basketball coach at a school called Pinecrest Academy.
Oh, yeah, I know exactly where it is. I had students
There you go. So that was my clientele. So and I did that from 2012 to 2019. So I was there. I was training all the athletes. I worked at all the private schools, Kingsridge. I was at the Atlanta Athletic Club. I was a huge trainer at the Atlanta Athletic Club in Johns Creek. I did that, and I trained the basketball athletes. And my average income household was probably like $450,000. And so I was exposed to a lot. And so I didn't know a lot about money, but I was a sponge. And so and I learned a lot from my parents and things like that. And honestly, long story short, I was really good with people. That was what I was really, 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 really good at. And I remember a parent coming to me and say, "You know what, Steve? This is actually, this London Athletics thing, because that's the name of the company, London Athletics. It's actually kind of too small for you. I think God has told me that you got something bigger and better for you." And so as painful as that was to hear, I kind of knew it. And so, and we all kind of had that feeling where, what we're doing, like it's kind of like a journey, right, onto something else. So what ended up happening was I interviewed all my parents. I took them all to lunch, right? And so, I took them to breakfast and I took them to lunch and I learned what they did. And 90% of them were in sales or finance. And so I stopped everything I did and I went back to school in 2015 and I got my finance degree. And so I started over as a freshman. And I went to Georgia State and I got my finance degree. And then that kind of started Steve the Finance Guy, where I would be everybody, because now I learned a skill and, from my entrepreneurship that I can add value to people. And that was really my biggest problem as a basketball trainer, is that I didn't add value to enough people. Right. I was a very good person, but my value was limited. And so now whoever I talk to, my value is unlimited. Everybody want to talk about money.
I love your story. Like, I really do. That is fantastic. Like, that you went, mm-hmm. you know, from basketball coach to I love the rich kids that sucked, you know, and that working with those kids and trying to improve their skills and mindset. And then, you know, mm-hmm.
That ability taught me how to coach. 100%. That ability taught me how to coach. And when you realize that business owners are essentially the exact same, right?
Yeah.
They need, you know, in things that they're not good at with money and stuff like that, I have the patience and the empathy and the understanding to guide them along the way in a way that they can not feel bad about not understanding their finances, in ways that they not feel guilty for not, you know, mm-hmm. knowing how to do, you know, the quote unquote basic things that everybody else they think know how to do. And you know, they found out real quick that a lot of people don't know how to do this stuff. So I went to school for it. So
Well, that is fantastic. I love that you went back to school as a freshman in 2015. Now I know you're a good full decade younger than me, but that is very mm-hmm. admirable. You know, like a lot of people you know, think they get to, once they're in adulthood and, you know, they feel like they should have already done that, you know, like the people get that feeling, and that is just not true. You know, like for not you to have the initiative.
I'm a testament. I mean, yeah. I finished my MBA this year, December. I'll be done with my MBA from Georgia State too. But no, you just have to start. You got to start it right. It's my favorite book is The Alchemist, and it teaches you that the journey is the goal, right? Yeah. So as long as you just got to start the journey, and so, you know, once you start it, then you're on this mission. And to your point, I was 26, so I was 26 in school, going to school with 18-year-olds, and because I trained basketball athletes, my clients, the way I made money was after school. So that means I had the only time I could go to school was in the morning. So I was in school with all the 18-year-olds. So I had a very untraditional route, because I was, you know, I had my backpack on and I was in there with all the, you know what I mean?
You look very young, so you probably didn't stand out as much as you felt like you did.
Maybe. I feel you feel it though, right? You feel it.
Yeah. Well, I do. I love, well, I'm, you know, was an educator for nearly 20 years. And so I really value education. And
absolutely.
I think that is admirable that you went back and now going, you know, about to finish again with another degree.
I know.
Congratulations. That says a lot to your work ethic. You know, the fact that you, I mean, that says a lot to me about your work ethic, because I know how difficult that is to balance full-time, you know, school with trying to earn a living at the same time, because you were a full-blown adult, you know.
And I'm married with three kids. So, put it all together and, you know, one big gumbo.
How old are your children?
I have two older daughters, turning 11 and 13 this year, October in November, October, November, London, Indiana. Mm-hmm. And I have a 6-year-old son. He just turned 6 in October. So, two older girls.
Oh, my goodness. We just may have to put you on your family on the cover of one of our magazines. You'd be up for that. You got to get approval from the wife.
Oh, there you go.
they're the hold up sometimes. The husbands are all gung-ho, and sometimes the wife is like,
the husband just get it done. That's what we say.
That's
here,
right,
figure
that's
it out.
Right. We'd love to have you. We have a Decatur Neighbors magazine.
That's it.
That's great. Awesome. Well, so we've talked about your journey and what led you here. Are there, and we kind of touched on some of these a little bit in your journey question, but what are some myths or misconceptions that people may have about your industry?
Everybody knows it, that is something that, so what I realized very easily is that my parents didn't grow up understanding money. Mm-hmm. Their parents, and mostly because their parents didn't grow up understanding money. And so unless it's taught, like, so in most cases in life, things are caught more than taught, right? Mm-hmm. And that's just by just being around, being present, right? Being active. Most of us act like our parents don't even realize it. We do things, right? And, you know, that's just from being around the environment. But when it comes to finances, it's very practical. And so you have to actually be taught these things. And so a lot of times we emulate what we, the way that we live. And so we treat our business finances like our home finances, because that's the only understanding of money that, that we know. And mm-hmm. if that understanding comes from a version that our parents taught us, who didn't know anything, then it trickles down. And mm-hmm. so, you know, and then as we get older, we become ashamed, right? To be able to let people know that we can't, we don't know these things, or and things like that. And so, you know, and in business, we have these ideas and we want to do it. And a lot of times we limit ourselves and our choice matrix, right? So I like to call it a choice matrix. Our choice matrix is very, you understand what a choice matrix is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. So our choice matrix is very limited, right? So in our choice matrix is basically, we only know what our experience is.
We know what we know.
People, what we know, right?
Yep, absolutely.
And so most of us have businesses with our limited choice matrices. Most of us live our lives with our choice matrix. And a lot of times it costs us, you know, trial and error. But in business, trial and error costs a lot of money, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And so it costs us to not know. And so for my accounting firm, I want to make sure that I provide not only data that makes sense, but data that is applicable to the goals of the company and, you know, and the goal of the entrepreneur.
Well, and you know, you and I'm going to touch on something there. You have entrepreneurs like me who, you know, I have a double degree in education and psychology. Mm-hmm. I taught school for nearly 2 decades, and then now here I am, an entrepreneur. You know, and that's that is a scary step.
It is.
You know,
I went
into medical sales. My first month, I made as much money that month as I did my entire teacher salary the year before. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. and then COVID hit, and you know, I mean, things happen in our financial lives that we're unprepared for because we didn't know. You know, like that. And so, you know, I'm going to be vulnerable myself and say that about me, you know, as you know, here I was in my 40s. I still am in my 40s. I'm 47. But mm-hmm. like, you know, it is the finance aspect of entrepreneurialism is definitely a challenge for me, just because I wasn't taught that. You know, my 100%. Parents were fabulous with money, but I didn't. I was going to be a school teacher forever. You know,
right.
My plan mapped absolutely. Out and that I got to decide my journey
100%.
Without realizing 100%. That that's not always the case.
100%.
Sometimes your journey 100%. Finds you, right?
I love it.
Yeah,
no,
I think
I love that.
You have
I mean,
a lot.
And I think, yeah, and I think, no, 100%. And I wanted to, like, as far as my accounting firm, and I know a lot of this stuff is outsourced and a lot of people do it. I wanted to be the financial department of people's company, right? Because one of the things I realized, in order to grow a company, you have to have departments, and you have to have, you know, you have to have people that specialize in what they do and what they do well. And that allows the owner to be more efficient and just exceptional at why they got into business, right? So if you got into, you know, cookies, or, you know, if you sell cookies, or if you sell t-shirts, or whatever you do, you usually got into it because you're passionate about it, right? And a lot of times that passion diminish when you have to do things you're not good at, right? And
right.
So, you know, if you look at balancing, you know, I mean, finance, so everything is like numbers to me, but when you look at a balancing scale, if I start off at 100% and I start off at 100% with this company, I'm fully excited. My family said I had a good gift. I should do it. Go for it. So I'm 100% in. And the moment I have to deal with money that I'm not good at, the moment that I have to deal with marketing, I'm not good at it. The moment I have to deal with, you know, all these things that make businesses thrive, is it takes away from the reason why I got into business.
The joy. You know?
Joy, right?
Yeah,
and so the math equation just adds up, right? If you give 50% to this and 50% to that, you know, you're a school teacher. What is that?
Yeah. Spread too thin.
That's an F, right?
You doing it halfway.
Exactly.
May as well stick to my school teacher vocabulary and not say half the other thing, but that is, I mean, you're giving,
no, I'm with
if
you.
You're only good at, I mean, you're great at the 50%, but then 50%, I mean, how successful is your business going to be if you're struggling with 50% and you don't put the right people in place, you
That's
know?
It.
So I love it. I love that, that, you know, this whole podcast is about helping, you know, small business owners in our area. So a great reach for you. Absolutely. And again, I'll say again, the energy that Steve puts off is fantastic and comfortable.
I appreciate it.
Once shared my financial vulnerability on a live podcast, but there he makes me that comfortable.
There we go. I'm glad.
Okay, Steve, well, let's shift gears a little bit. And how about you share with our listeners what you like to do for fun when you're not working?
Oh, man, I'm always working. No, I know. I'm always working. But fun, man, I'm a big sports guy. As you know, I'm a huge sports guy. I love my basketball. I love my football. I love my tennis. I play tennis. You know, I like to try to stay in shape. I like to win every game I play.
So competitive.
I'm competitive, right? You know, with love.
A healthy competitive.
There you go. I have a healthy competitive appetite. And so, but no, anything strategized, like, you know, I host a Bible study, a men's Bible study every Wednesday. And so, you know, I'm really into my faith. And so, you know, that's pretty fun to me. And so I realized that my purity is a direct correlation to my success, right, as a man. And so, you know, those are kind of the things that keeps my fun in line.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So, absolutely.
That's wonderful. Okay, well, we're going to shift gears one more time and shift from fun to hardships. So has there been a life challenge or hardship that you have faced that you can say now, for having been through that experience, you've grown from it and are better today? Is there something that you'd like to share?
How many hands you got? I think what people don't, you know, I lived about 20 lives, right? I was this, you know, and not even in a sense of just living through life. I think part of hardship for me was not knowing, right? Not knowing information, not knowing things. Greed is blinds you from analyzing risk. So for me, I lost a lot of money. I invested in a couple things. I own other businesses. I own a cannabis dispensary, so I'm huge in that space, right? I've been in that field for about 5-10 years, but I invested in a lot of companies, and you know, expecting returns and just kind of going over the surface level of optimism, which people naturally have, right? So meaning when you are excited about something, you literally have tunnel vision, and there's really no way for it not to work, right? you know what I mean? And so a lot of the trials I went through put me in a place today to empathize easily with people, right? Because, you know, people say, you know, how could I be so stupid? And I'd be like, I've been there, right? to where, you know, you almost have to go through things in order to feel that level of empathy for other people. Yeah. And I believe that, you know, my losses are lessons for others. And I'm willing to share those with anybody.
Yeah.
So yeah, absolutely.
To allow people to learn from your mistakes so they don't repeat them.
Yeah. Nobody shares the losses, right? We only share
the good. Nobody. Like their Facebook persona, their Instagram persona.
That's it. Everything is good. That's it. I mean, and then you know, and that's the thing, right? Even those pictures, they're like snapshots, and our life is not a snapshot. It's anything but it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so you know, real people go through real things, and you know, so yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, I hope that answered it. I don't know.
It definitely did. It's a great answer too, because I think that the best answers that we get there, are those that make them a better business owner because of those experiences. And I just know finances for a lot of people, that's very hard to talk about. It's very hard to to disclose mistakes that you've made or things that you, I mean, out of just ignorance, you know, like I don't have a finance degree. I am not Stacy the finance girl.
Right.
You know, and so that has been, that's been a challenge for me as in entrepreneurship. So I'm very, really happy to meet you. I'm excited that you were able to be on the show today. And if our listeners, and I know that they will, if they want to learn more, what is the best way for them to get in touch with Steve, the finance guy with KYN Accounting?
So I am all things Steve, the finance guy. So you can probably Google Steve, the finance guy, and my Instagram, my website, everything will pop up. So awesome. I'm all things Steve, the finance guy. My my website is stevethefinanceguy.net. You can find my accounting firm everywhere, KYN Accounting. So you know all those places, but yeah, the easiest place to find me is just to reach out to me on probably any of the social media networks, whether it's Facebook, Steve the Finance Guy, whether it's Instagram, Steve the Finance Guy. So yes, that's me. I am him.
Well, I am happy to have met him and you.
Oh, absolutely.
It has been a pleasure. Thanks so much for being
here. You guys
are
awesome. I love this platform that you guys have put together to put business owners together in a place where they feel comfortable and be vulnerable enough to share.
Yeah, we're all about bringing people together and connecting people in the community. And there are a lot of people who need your services. And I hope that this gets you some good results.
You should host a live one with an audience, with a live audience.
Yeah, we should. maybe when I don't have my hair in a ponytail and a sweatshirt on.
Right, same here.
I could dress that better. We will eventually be moving in that direction for sure. Okay, well, thanks so much, Atlanta. That's the end of today's episode. Thank you so much for supporting the local businesses and nonprofits of our great community. See you next time.
Thank you. All right.
Thanks for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast North Atlanta. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpnorthatlanta.com. That's gnpnorthatlanta.com or call 470-946-7007.